Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you for another day in our lives. We thank you for your protection round about us. Thank you for all the battles you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. Thank you, everlasting God, for all the past brokers, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that you have been using to bring this broadcast to life. We say glory be unto your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your church that is marching on and the gate of hell. We never prevail against your church. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for all our leaders. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that reign in our land. We say glory be unto your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that today's broadcast, the everlasting Lord, will bring forth salvation of souls, healing, deliverance, and will draw us closer to you ever than before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day, and I pray that the Almighty God will visit you specially today. That word that you need to hear, the Lord will release for you today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Don't Give Up. Never you give up. Don't give up. Trust in the Lord. Hold on to the Lord, and He will do it for you no matter how long that situation might be. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that my God is more than able to do it for you. He has done in the past, and He will do it for you again in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 18, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 8. Then He spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God, nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust just said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth? May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there in that passage that we have read, you can see the story of that woman that was persistent. She continually went to the judge until she was able to get what she wanted. Now we are talking about not to give up. There are key things I want you to learn. Number one thing is that you must make a firm decision to dare to believe the word of God. You must make a decision to dare to believe the word of God. The book of James chapter 1, James chapter 1 reading from verse 5. It says, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let him ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. Brothers and sisters, you need to make a decision to believe God that no matter what, no matter what I'm going through, no matter the circumstance, I hold on to the word of God. And as you do so, I can guarantee you my God will not disappoint you. He has never disappointed in the past, and he will not disappoint you in the name of Jesus. Number two thing is that you must be ready to say enough is enough. You must be courageous enough to say, no longer will I tolerate this. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 7, he said, be strong and courageous. He said, do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. Brothers and sisters, be strong, be courageous. Do not look at the king of Assyria, but rather look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That is where your focus should be. Let your focus be unto him and say, enough is enough. No longer will I tolerate what the enemy is doing for me. No longer will I allow the enemy to toss me around. I will hold on to the word of God. I will seek my God. And I know my God is more than able to answer me. And that shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Be ready to pray like never before. Be ready to pray like never before. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So no matter the situation, be ready to pray. Pray, pray, pray. The Bible says we should pray without ceasing. The Bible makes us to understand that we should pray, and when we ask, the Lord will answer. He said, when we seek, we will find, and when we knock the door shall open. So brothers and sisters, be ready to pray more than ever. Number four, refuse to accept the alternatives of the enemy. Refuse to accept the alternatives of the enemy. In 2 Kings chapter 4, reading from verse 28, the Bible says, so she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, get yourself ready. Take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And anyone greets you, do not answer him. But lay my staff on the face of the child. Verse 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. That woman was persistent. Elisha was ready to send his servant Gehazi to go and pray for the child that was dead. But the woman said, no, I'm not going to take that as an alternative. It is you, Elisha, I want. You are the one who's going to follow me. That is persistent. She was persistent. She's not ready to accept any alternative. Elisha gave him alternative as Gehazi to follow her. But she refused and said, it is you I want. You must know what you want, insist on what you want, and God will give you as much as what you want is in line with the word of God. Another thing, number five, is that we must not accept that your case is irredeemable. Do not accept that your case is irredeemable. Because with this God I'm talking about, nothing is impossible with him. Nothing is irredeemable. So if you believe that your case is irredeemable, then it will be irredeemable. But if you believe that God can redeem it, then indeed he will redeem it for you. So don't accept that it is irredeemable. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And the Bible says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The children of Israel were faced with the army of Pharaoh behind and the Red Sea ahead of them. But Moses said to them, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. As you stand still, you will see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will arise on your behalf. The Lord will fight your battles in the mighty name of Jesus. He will do it for you. He has done it for several people in the past. and we do it again in the name of Jesus. Accept that your approach may be misunderstood. You see, your approach to it may be misunderstood, accept it. But the fact of the case is that no matter what the situation is, the word of God will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you must refuse to be provoked. You see, anger can hinder your miracle, your blessing. At the time of your blessing, some people may tend to make you feel angry, but do not allow it to take hold of you. Do not let anger to take hold of you. Trust in the Lord. Look unto the Lord, and the Lord himself will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, I want you to know that you have to put God first and always be ready to give God the best. You cannot expect God to give you the best and you are ready to give him only the crumbs. Give God the best. And as you give him the best, you can be rest assured that God himself will give you the best. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 3, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So you need to be engaged in kingdom work. While you are waiting on the Lord to answer you, engage yourself in the work of the kingdom. Share the good news. Tell people about the goodness of God. And as you continue to do that, you will see that miracle that you have been waiting for. The Lord will deliver it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us here in that Matthew 6:33, that seek first the kingdom of God and all these things that you are asking God for, God is going to provide for you in as much as you are engaged in kingdom endeavor. So brothers and sisters, I want you to take a decision this day to be engaged in kingdom endeavor, to be ready to preach the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, tell people about the goodness of God. Don't be bothered about that situation, because just surrender that situation into the hands of God. As you have surrendered the situation into his hand, you believe his word, and then you go about spreading the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will be surprised. God will move on your behalf. He will move. He will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. And talking about the kingdom work, do you even know this God? If you do not know him, I want to give you the opportunity today. Wherever you are, I want you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you accept him as the Lord and Savior, the Lord will move on your behalf. He will turn that situation around for you for good in the name of Jesus. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will worship and follow all the days of my life. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen." Father, I want to thank you for this, your wonderful children that have given their lives unto you. Concern everyone that have listened to this broadcast today, I say the light of God will shine upon you. His light will shine through you. His countenance will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will terminate delay in your life. That which you have been looking unto him for, the Lord will answer you speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. He will give you a total turnaround for the better in the name of Jesus. He will fight your battles. He will make way for you where there are no way. Every obstacle standing in your way, the Lord will remove them. He will send helpers of destiny to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.